The squads are in, the stage is set. It's that time of year again, the start of the Netball Super League 2022. Welcome to Thundercast with me, Lindsay Chapman, in what is a very exciting week for Manchester Thunder and, in fact, all the franchises across the UK as the Netball Super League gets underway in style with the big opening weekend in Birmingham. The teams will play each other twice in a centralised venue before returning to the usual format of home and away games played throughout the regular season. And you know what that means. Fans! Fans are back in their home venues to cheer on their teams. And let's face it, look, nothing compares to a Manchester Thunder fan. Am I right, Laura Malcolm?
You are right.
What's so good about the Thunder fans?
I feel like they're just really, really loyal, really, really passionate. They make a lot of noise at our home games. And yeah, we love our Thunder fans.
We really do. And we love our new Thunder captain, Laura Malcolm. It's you on the pod with me. Brilliant to have you here. And so exciting to have you as our new captain. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's great. It's like a real honour to be one of the captains of Thunder. And obviously, just a bit sad as well, because I've been missing my best mate, Emma. But yeah, you know, I guess my role is pretty similar to always trying to put my best foot forward for the team. And that'll be no different this year.
Well, I do want to ask you about your leadership style, you know, but I will come to that, because I'm excited to say that we're also joined by one of Thunder's new signings this season. She's made the trip back from Australia's Suncorp Super Netball, where she spent 3 years at Adelaide Thunderbirds. And she's braving the beautiful northern weather to join the defensive ranks here at Thunder. It's South African international Shadeen van der Merwe. So great to have you on the pod. Are you loving the cold and the wet and the rain?
Yes, I love it. No, I'm still climatizing, getting used to it, but it's good having a change of climate instead of like just the sunny, hot sun.
Well, it's our pleasure to welcome you. And we've just been speaking about the fans there. You know, do you know what you're in for when it comes to Thunder fans? Because they're quite loud.
Actually, I do, because when I played for Surrey Storm a few years ago, I still remember the game when we had to play against Thunder. The fans were so loud, like it was really kind of intimidating, but in a good way, for obviously for Thunder, not for Storm at that moment.
Well, I commentate on the Super League as well. And I have to say, as a commentator, it was really odd when the fans weren't there, because I could actually hear what my co-com was saying to me. Most of the time, I'm just scrabbling around in the dark because I've no idea what they're saying. It's so loud. But it is going to be, you know, brilliant to have people back in those venues. Let's get up to speed, though. Laura, you're coming off the back of the International Quad Series. England came second to Australia. Like, how are you doing after that? Is it straight back into pre-season for Thunder, or have you had a little rest?
We got to have a week off, which was nice. And then, yeah, just straight back into it. There's not really much time before the season starts, so there's no time to waste, really. But I think all of the girls, myself included, are just really happy that we're in our routine now. We're back with Thunder, we'll be staying with Thunder, and we can just do some serious graft to try and get that trophy back. But it's just nice to have that routine and be back in Manchester, back in rainy Manchester.
You're used to it, though, so I'm not giving you any leeway on that at all. Let's talk about your captaincy then, because obviously you're well known to the players, you're well known to the fans. What is your leadership style? You know, are you going to be there at 4 a.m. texting everyone like, come on girls, let's do 200 press-ups?
No, I'm not going to be doing that.
Okay. Thank goodness for that.
No, I mean, I am partial to an early text, because I do think of stuff all the time, and I wake up really early, and sometimes I send a message to people and I'm like, okay, that was really bad. Everyone's going to hate me for that, because that was way too early for everybody else. But no, I think one of the big things that I really want to try and help them to do is keep building all our young players who are coming through. So I guess like something I really want to try and work on is helping share the responsibility of things, encouraging people to build their leadership qualities, because at the end of the day, the more leaders you can have in a team, the stronger the team's going to be. So that's my kind of plan of action.
I can see that Shadeen's smiling along as well. And obviously, you've not had a huge amount of time to settle in, but have you two worked together before, or is this your first experience working together?
This will be our first experience working together, and I'm really excited about it. And like Laura said as well, like, it's important for the whole group to like have that leadership quality. So I think every person has that, and it just brings a lot of like a great dynamic to the team and a good positive vibe.
You didn't play, though, in the Quad Series for South Africa this time. And obviously, we talked about that quite a lot in commentary, and that we've still got to add you in for the Commonwealth Games. Can you just explain what was happening?
I was just currently unavailable because due to an injury I had a few months ago. So I'm still busy with my rehab. So it's going well at the moment. So I just feel like it wasn't the right moment to play Quad Series and so on. But in the future, like, I will be available for the Commonwealth Games.
So does that mean we won't see you on the court yet for Thunder, or will you be there at that opening weekend?
I will be there, but I will still not be able to take court yet. Just another more few weeks and then I'll be back on court.
Okay, great. Well, it's good to get that in place at the top of the pod. Now, Laura, you know, we talked about your style, which is really nice. I want to get behind the scenes with Thunder, though. So what kind of things are you doing in the preseason? Have you done any team bonding?
You know what? We haven't managed to get a team bonding yet, but we're on it and we've planned some stuff. I'll be honest, you know, we've gone down the going out route.
All right.
But because of lockdown and because of COVID, we really missed that last year. And, you know, we haven't been able to just go out and just enjoy time away from the netball court for a really long time now. So we've got one of those booked in. And also we're looking at doing something that would require us to kind of work together as a team. That's a bit of a challenge, not necessarily going out on the town, but more about us just getting to know each other a bit more and being challenged in a mental kind of way.
Does that play out on the court then? Because I think teams are talking about that stuff more and more than they ever used to in terms of having that bond and those connections.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think the fact that we really would like to go out and have a night out with each other speaks volumes in the kind of team we are, in terms of we really like each other. We like spending time with each other. We're good friends both on and off court. And I think the stronger your connection is with each other in that sense, the stronger the connections will be on court as well. And, you know, we're with each other a lot of the time. So it's really helpful if you all like each other and get on. It makes it a much more enjoyable experience. So, yeah, I think it's very important, and it means that we always love what we do because we love the people around us.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I love the big smile that is always on your face. And I can just imagine that leading the troops to the pub. Well done, you. In terms of how this season's coming together, though, let's have a think about this, because Shadeen, you have been tipped as one of the ones to watch this season. I don't know whether that feels like pressure, but how did the move come about? Why did you pick Manchester Thunder?
I think, yeah, there is a lot of pressure on me, but it's okay. At least I'll have my teammates around me to carry that load, because if you have great teammates around you, it just gives you more confidence. And that's the thing I've been lacking quite a while now. It's just my own confidence on court, not just because of a team or whatever. It's just like having that ability to take that court without fear and stuff like that. And I think the way that Manchester Thunder play is really good. Like, they just let the ball go, and on defense end, like, they can see there's a total like unity on court. And because they are like they've got a winning culture, I'm looking forward to that and being part of a team that's very competitive. And I mean, one of the favorites going into like semifinals. So I think the past few years I've been lacking that. So I'm excited to be part of that winning culture, and just knowing like my season will be a bit longer than usually. So I'm really excited. And I know like the work that I've done, even with my rehab, I'm building up my confidence. I'm getting back on court. And like I said, if I have a teammate around me, that helps a lot.
And how does it actually work in terms of transferring back here from Australia? You know, Did you get in touch with Thunder or did they get in touch with you?
Well, my agent got in touch with Thunder, and it was actually, it happened so quick because of our, the signing period's a bit different from the UK compared to Australia. It was difficult because it was starting to close down in the UK and I was starting looking for a new club to go to. And luckily, Thunder came back to me and said, okay, they will welcome me with open arms. So I saw this opportunity, and because like Thunder is a well-known team for that winning culture, and you know, you have got your great coaching staffs like Karen and Tracy Neville, I thought maybe, okay, this will be great for me as a player to learn more and to gain different experience as well, and especially leading up to Commonwealth Games in the UK. I think that will be just great, like having that kind of like standard.
And I guess that's a really big one for you, Laura, because Emma has been in that space for such a long time for Thunder. Building that up again, finding the right person for that gap, it's quite hard.
Yeah, and I don't think, I always think we talk about it in terms of replacing this person, big shoes to fill and all that stuff. And I never look at it like that. I think every single player has their individual qualities that they bring to the game. And I definitely know, you know, we said to Shadeen the other day that me and Al were literally jumping on our beds then excited when we heard that she signed for Thunder, because, you know, I really admire her as a player and I'm looking forward to playing with her, working with her. And yes, you know, different people bring different things to the game, and like Shadeen said, different people coming in gives us all opportunities to refresh, to learn different ways of doing things, different perspectives. So yeah, it's just a really exciting thing for the whole team, and I'm definitely very excited as well.
And let's just talk about that Australian style then, because Laura, obviously I watched you in the Quad Series and you go woman for woman, which I love, you know, the game face comes out, but it is a very physical way of playing. How does that feel to play against as an England player?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that kind of style of play is my style of play to an extent. It's kind of the way that I like playing anyway. So, you know, I think I thrive off that kind of woman on woman style of play, like you said. And it's something that I really enjoy. So I don't know. It's just exciting for me and I just love it. I'm just totally into the game, totally into the battle. And yeah, I don't know. I think I thrive off it, to be honest with you.
I think you do too, watching your face, watching your moves. It's brilliant. But Shadeen, you know, you are, we sort of talk about the Suncor Super Netball as the best league in the world. What do you think that you can bring to Thunder from that?
Like Laura said earlier, like every individual has a different quality that you can just add to the team. And I think what I've learned in Australia is just the fact that they like really like to play with speed, and it felt like you play an international game every weekend, and it's just great for you to learn how to work under pressure, gain that BMT, that big match temperament. It's something that a lot of players don't naturally have. So it's an opportunity for you to gain that as well. And I think hopefully if I can, and when I join the team, and I can just bring like my style of play, because I'm a very adaptable player, so I try to like learn a lot so I can like fit in with the team. It's not like I try to change things, because I'm a very adaptable player. And I mean, been playing in Australia, then with the Spa Proteas, and now in the England League, you have to be adaptable, because I'm the one that's coming joining the team, so it needs to suit them as well.
So are we going to see you at Goal Shooter?
No. We'll leave that for Joyce and Al. That's too much pressure.
Give it a go. I wouldn't put it past you though, Laura, because I'm like wing attack, centre, wing defence.
Well, I have actually been doing some training at Goal Attack at both England and at Thunder. So, you know.
What?
It might come out.
This is like a press line. Get it out there.
Yeah.
Brand new GA. That's amazing. You can literally play anywhere.
Yeah.
Breaking news right here.
If I keep putting it out there, it might just happen. So.
Oh, would you want to? I don't know. Oh, there's so much pressure in the shooting circle, though. You've just got to deliver and, you know, on that second.
Yeah. Is there going to be that much pressure for a mid-quarter playing at Goal Attack, though? I don't know.
No one's going to pass to you, are they?
They're going to be like, will be willing you to score, won't they?
Yeah, when we're really desperate on my team, they put me in at goal attack and no one passes to me. And if I do get one in, like, the whole court cheers, which is, you know, both nice and a little bit patronising. Yes. Anyway, let's have a think about 2022 then, after that huge revelation. There are some changes following the COVID restrictions last year. So some of these things we will be familiar with. As I mentioned, we're back to home and away games, which is so important. One for the players, but two for the fans to have that feeling. And Kerry Armand has said this week that netball is basically nothing without the fans. You know, we need the fans, we need the noise, and we need the energy. And Laura, just wondered if you could sort of tell me what that feels like on court, because you've played the season behind closed doors, and then the England games that you just did had that noise back. Like, what's it like?
Yeah, I absolutely love it, to be honest with you. And the really special thing that happened when the fans weren't there is just the amount that the fans kept connecting with us, even though they couldn't be there on courtside with us. So I'm really excited to go back out to the Thunder fans, because I feel like they really saw every part of our journey last year. Every game was streamed. They really got to go on the full ride with us. So I feel like, however dedicated the Thunder fans were before and however loud they were before, they're going to go up a notch this year. So, yeah, you really do feel it. They do help me get over the line, especially in those tight games. The last home game that we had against Loughborough was a real nail biter. And I think it was the first game that we'd ever sold out at Bellevue. So it was an incredible atmosphere. And you know what? We were down going into that fourth quarter and the noise... The noise was amazing, and yeah, it helped us get that win in the end. So we do say that they're the eighth player, and they absolutely are. They're definitely part of our squad, and yeah, absolutely love it. It's a fantastic feeling.
I think it does make a real difference in the stadiums, actually, to sort of feel that support with you. And Shadeen, I guess you're used to playing in front of thousands, because in Australia you get really big crowds.
Yes, there are big crowds, but the past 2 years we had games where we didn't have any crowds, and it's just, the atmosphere is just so flat, and it feels like a training match. So you can also even hear the commentaries on the side of the line and be like, okay, that what did I just say about me? So it is it's a bit like, it feels like awkward, because usually, like Laura said as well, it brings so much energy towards the game, and they just create a different vibe, and a good crowd can just push you over the line.
I think a good crowd can change the game, actually. I think they can be the difference between winning and losing, definitely. The other thing I must mention, so that we're all across this, is that we are back to 15 minutes. So we played 12 minutes last season. And Laura, I can see your face. That extra 3 minutes, it must be exhausting, because I found the 12 really pushed the game on.
Yeah, I think... I mean, it's one thing doing it for internationals, obviously. The level that you're playing at internationals is like massive, but we have the double headers here. We have every week relentless. And I think those extra 3 minutes are going to add up quite quickly. One thing that was really good about the 12 minutes, I think the intensity of each quarter lifted a bit. I know we had to really look at our game in terms of how we start and how we kind of make that initial impact. So it'll be interesting to see this season how that affects the game. Will the 15 minutes all be as intense as the 12 was, or will we see little drop-offs in each 5 minutes of the quarter? Obviously for us, it will be top level for the full 15 minutes for the full four quarters.
Top level all the time. And whilst we're talking about top level, we should talk about Karen Gregg and Tracy Neville. Are they at full pelt already? You know, are you feeling pretty sick after the initial warm-ups? Shadeen, how are you finding a bit of the Manchester Thunder training?
If the girls say they're not looking forward to the blast, then you know, okay, this is going to be intense. So it's good to see, like, the girls are pushing it really hard at training. It's nice to see they push each other as well. So it sets a good standard for not just for Thunder, but for netball in general, especially for the young ones coming through. So they can see that pathway is seeing what it takes to play, like, on that level and to train. And I mean, if you're going to train hard, it makes your life easier later on. In that moment, you don't feel very well, but definitely you're going to definitely see success in the end.
Did you call it the blast then?
Yes, the blast.
What's that?
You can ask Laura.
It's horrible, that's what it is.
I mean, it doesn't sound nice.
It's just usually most sessions we just have a fitness blast at the start, and you just know you're just going to get through that bit of grueling fitness, and then you have to do the rest of the session after that. So yeah, it's just a little bit of a hit that we pretty much have every session, really. And Aaron just mixes it up. Yeah.
That sounds gross. I feel like I need to sit down already, and I'm only listening to it. So good luck to you. Enjoy that. Can't wait to see it paying off. The season, obviously, it's a big one for Thunder. You know, let's have a little reminder, because this is painful, and I know, but Thunder came third in 2021, which, let's be honest, it isn't where they wanted to be. And there have been some changes coming through this year. I've been keeping a really close eye on the transfer window and what's going on. We've talked about Emma Dovey retiring and that defence gap. Hello, Shadeen. Wonderful to have you with us. And we've also lost a couple of attacking players. So Alicia Scholes and Berry Neal have gone to London Pulse. And Thunder have signed, obviously, fan favourite England international Natalie Metcalf. Have to call her Metcalf, not Haythornthwaite. Congratulations on getting married, but it's really hard to get into your head. So it is looking a bit different, and as you say, young guns coming through the pathway as well. So have you settled? You know, are you ready for this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's actually really amazing to see how our youngsters have come on since the start of the season. Obviously, we've been dropping in and out because we've been off with England. So we saw them at the start of the pre-season, and the improvement and the step up that they've made is pretty amazing, to be honest with you. And it's just really exciting, because you just know once we get into the groove of things and we start playing as well, that again will take them up to the next level. And we had one last practice game last weekend, and we kind of all said across the board, it was what was really positive is that was probably the most connected we've felt in a practice game for a very long time. And to know that everybody's on the same page with our structures, whether they've been there for a million years like Kerry, or it's the first season like Yomi. We all know our structures. We all know what we're doing. We're all speaking the same language. And that is a really great place to be at the start of the season. And I just know that will only get better as we go.
Yomi is one of the new names to look out for coming in, isn't she? And there are a couple of other new names.
Yeah, we've got loads of youngsters. The scariest thing is, when I was a pathway coach, I actually coached like most of them in the pathway team.
And so, how old are you? You're a young gun anyway.
I'm not young. I'm not 30 years old now.
30 years old? That is young. That is late 20s. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This always boggles my mind. Emma Dovey was always like, yeah, I'm really old. And I was like, you're really not. It's mad, isn't it, that you were coaching them?
I mean, in terms of netball life, you're a bit old, you know what I mean? But no, yeah, we've got lots of amazing players, you know, like I said, Yomi, we've got Emma, and all of the girls, honestly, they don't feel like young players. They feel like a nightmare to mark and a pleasure to be defending with. It's really, really good. And they all bring something completely different. So excited to see how those guys go. And obviously, wish our girls that have gone to other teams all the best. I'm pretty sure they'll be smashing things up for their respective franchises too.
Well, look, let's have a quick look at them, shall we? Because when it comes to opposition, Shadeen, have you had a chance to look down the team rotors? There's been some big changes. Obviously, you're coming in, but we've got the likes of Pumza Mweni joining for Team Bath, and also Proskovia Peace, who will be called Proskovia Peace this time. She's going to wear Peace on the back of her dress because Proskovia is her first name. But you know those girls from playing out in Australia, and here they are with you in the UK.
Yeah, that makes it very exciting for the league as well, bringing back that experience as well. And I mean, it's good for not just the players, but I think for Africa, especially for Peace, getting the opportunity where she didn't get as much court time last year. And I think that will be good for her. And then she can just always bring back for Uganda and stuff like that, heading into the Com games as well. And then, yeah, obviously, my fellow teammate, Pumza Maweni. I'm really excited. She decided to come over and play. Initially, she was just planning on staying home this year because she's got a boy that's going to high school now. And I'm glad she still took this opportunity to still showcase her talent and gain some more experience.
Yeah, us too. It's going to be brilliant. Let's be honest, though. Come on. Have a look down those different team lists, Laura. Like, who is your nemesis team?
Well, we'll stick with Bath because they were the ones that kept beating us last year. And, you know, played with Bumsy myself and she's an amazing player and I think she will add a lot to their team. I can't imagine the arm span that her and Layla are going to have in that circle. So, yeah, you know, we've got some unfinished business with those guys. So they're definitely the ones that are on my radar.
Nice. And Shadina, is there anyone that you're looking forward to playing? You know, you sort of think, oh, yeah. Hope I'm back from my injury by that game in the season.
You know, I think just for now, my aim is to get back on court and just take on any team that will be there. And because usually I'm always looking forward to play against like a Nat or a Laura, but now I'm lucky enough to have them in my same team. So even with Al as well. So it's good for me to even gain that experience in training, you know. I think for me it's just like important to get back on court, and whenever then I'll be ready for that.
Good stuff. Well, look, we got to ask the difficult questions to the new captain. So third place last year, Laura, what did Manchester Thunder have to change and do better to be in that first place position?
I think we need to be able to maintain our level of intensity for longer and kind of ride out the storm for a bit longer as well. I think there were times where, you know, we started making errors and just in those pressured moments, didn't really nail those pressured moments. The absolutely fantastic thing this year is, like Shadeen said, we've got Shadeen, we've got Nat, we've got a lot of players that are really used to those pressured moments, and also will create them in training as well. So, you know, the training environment is going to be tough this year. There's no doubt about it. So that should kind of fix that. And yeah, just, you know, not disregard everything great that we did last year. We lost, you know, only a few games last year. It's clearly had a little issue with Team Bath, but we did some fantastic stuff. We built so well, and there was a lot of lessons that we learned last year, and we need to make sure that we take all our good learnings from them and put them into this season as well, and have the confidence that we got this.
You're so wise. That's why you're the new captain, you see. You're right. Absolutely right. Look, Shadeen, whoever comes on the pod and has done so for the first time, we put them through a little quick fire quiz. So today it's your quick fire quiz. Is that all right with you?
I don't have a choice, do I?
I mean, I'm going to do it anyway. Right. So, yeah, you don't have a choice. So just whatever comes into your head. Are you ready? Shadeen van der Merwe, here is your quickfire quiz. Attack or defence?
Defence.
First centre pass or up at half time?
First centre pass.
Who is your nemesis player?
Kelsey Brown.
Oh, nice. Who is your netball role model?
Shawnee Layton.
Do you have a nickname?
Shats.
Who's your favourite coach?
Norma Plummer.
Oh. What is the worst netball rule? The worst one?
If you didn't take it on the right spot. If you've like 1 feet away or something, they said not taking it in the right position. And then they turn it.
Laura, jump in. What's the worst netball rule?
I think sidelines. I think if you get a tip, it should be your ball.
Okay, let's speak to Gary Burgess. See what it says. Shadeen, what is your most memorable netball moment?
Our game against Jamaica in the World Cup 2019.
Yeah, I was there for that. Absolutely amazing. And finally, Yorkshire pudding or burger on the Barbie?
Barbie.
What? How dare you? You've moved to the UK.
That was just really offensive.
I'm from South Africa. We do a lot of barbecues, so we can put anything on a Barbie.
It felt like you picked everywhere but the UK.
Yeah, it did a little bit. So what you've got to do now is just rehearse that answer. So if anybody British asks that question,
Yorkshire.
You just say, Yorkshire pudding. Okay.
Have you had many Yorkshire puddings?
Once.
Oh my gosh. Right.
And what did you think?
No, it's good. I like it.
All right. Mm. Good.
That's the correct answer. Well done. We're building towards it. We're building towards it. Lovely stuff. Well done, you. We are coming towards the end of the podcast. Just one final thought. We always do this at the end. It's called Final Whistle, and it's talking about something that we've not discussed. And this time it's rivalry. And actually, you did just brush on it because your teammates at the moment, it's friendly, it's lovely on the pod. We're having a nice chat. But the Commonwealth Games are coming this summer, and immediately you guys are going to be on opposite sides. So one, have you played each other? And two, how do you sort of make that switch, Laura?
It's quite easy to make the switch, to be honest with you, because once you're with your team, it's just like you just talk so much about everybody else and what you're doing, and it's very much your bubble and your vibe and whatever. So you kind of get all in quite quickly with whatever team you're with. So, you know, if you're coming up, if I'm ever coming up to face you, Shadeen, I'm not your friend when it comes to international stuff.
None taken.
And I'm sure you're exactly the same.
Yeah. Do you want to say something back, Shadeen?
It's exactly what Laura said. It's so easy to make that switch. It's like, okay, well, and then on court, you kind of bring a different personality and you'll be friendly, but not too friendly on court. And then afterwards we can be friends again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll leave it with we can be friends again. That sounds like a good place to end the podcast. It's been an absolute treat talking to you both. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us that insight. If you do want to get in touch with the podcast, you can do that. I'm Lindsay_Chapman on Twitter or Lindsay Chapman Presenter on Instagram. If you use the hashtag Thundercast or at Thundercast, I will be able to see your questions and stuff. So please do send them in as we go through the season. The last thing for me to say is, you know, eat well, sleep well, breathe. What's your first game, Laura? I'm just testing you. I do know. Just testing.
Celtic Dragons.
Correct. Celtic Dragons. So we will look forward to seeing you in action for that. And Shadeen, hope that your injury recovers real quick and that we can watch you in action. Thank you both for joining me and to you for listening. Enjoy the big opening weekend. If you're there in person, do make some noise. Or if you're watching at home, I'll see you then because I'm going to be commentating for Sky Sports on the Thunder game. No doubt I'll be able to hear you yelling from your sofa. So we shall see you on the other side. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.